welcome to a Beast Life brand mini episode. Get ready, Lions Tribe. It's time to live powerful and represent. Let's break some chains with 5 minutes of fire.
5 minutes of fire.
What's up, my Lions Tribe? Fired Up Phil here with another 5 minutes of fire mini episode. I'm here to hopefully give you some good understanding, some good helpful hints, tools, strategies on a subject today that I think is so vitally important to anybody who's trying to be successful, trying to produce results, trying to have, like, you know, breakout or breakthrough in their life. It's something that you always have to reevaluate and look at. It's one of those things that can just continually, it's one of those things you have to continually keep an eye on. And it's because it's so important, and it affects you every single day, every single minute, every single hour. What am I talking about? I am talking about the most important aspect of, and you'll hear so many people teaching on this or whatever, but we're talking about time management. How to manage your time, right? That is something that I think everybody struggles with. Everybody, because it's something that we have to constantly, like I said, we have to constantly reevaluate how we're utilizing our time to try to make it worth more, because time is the only form of capital that we do not get back. We cannot increase, right? You can't necessarily increase your time. You can increase money. You can increase all other forms of capital. But time is something that only God knows how much we have. And we can sell you on a bill of health and wellness and everything like that. And that's fantastic. And I'm a believer in that. And that's something that we teach, obviously. But that can help prolong your time. I am a believer in that. But that is not going to determine the ultimate outcome of how much we have. That is something that only our Heavenly Father knows. We have all been given a time stamp, and it's something that is going to run out. So while we're here, while we're producing fruit in our lives, while we're glorifying God and making the most of our time, not only to produce fruit, right, but to also enjoy with our families this beautiful world that He created and gifted us with. So we have this resource, this form of capital called time. And that time is the currency that we have here on earth. It's God's currency, right? And so it would be very wise for us to spend some time thinking about it and understanding it and understanding how to best utilize it, right? How to best trade it. When we sit there and we look at our finances and we look at how we spend money and stuff like that, you know, hopefully we take some serious thought into, you know, not overspending and whatnot, so that we can balance our budget and we can, you know, obviously invest and do these things with our capital currency, right? Our form of currency and money. And so with time, it's just something that a lot of people kind of ignore. Now, obviously, entrepreneurs and stuff like that are probably more prone to paying attention to time and valuing it more so sometimes than others. And but I just want everybody listening, especially my entrepreneurs, but obviously those that are not, I want you to even maybe take more thought into this, because maybe it's something that you didn't really consider as important as I'm about to, you know, as I'm breaking it down right now before this. So time management, right? What is time management? Well, really, let me first start out by saying, you know, time is the currency that we have here. It's our form of currency. It's how we can measure, you know, our existence. But really what we're talking about is not time management, because we all have the same 24 hours in a day, right? Time is actually spread out equally to all people in the form of the fact that we only have so many hours in a day, so many minutes in an hour, right? You get where I'm going. Now, we each don't know how much time we have in the long haul, right? Maybe some people obviously have more days, more years and whatnot than others do. But in a nutshell, we all have the same amount of time to spend, the same amount of time and currency to spend in one day. So we're gifted and we're created equal in that. You don't have 48 hours in a day. I don't have 48 hours in a day. We all have 24 hours in a day. So the playing field, when it comes to the currency of time, is equal. So what I'm getting at here is really what we're talking about when we say time management is really not managing time. What we're talking about is managing our priorities, prioritizing the things that are important and utilizing them within the currency of the 24 hours that we have been gifted each day. So that's the real key. So the first thing I would advise you to do when it comes to time management is not sit there and try to calculate, you know, you're spending time on whatever. It's to make a list of your priorities. What is it? What is important? What is vital to producing results and getting you where you want to go? That's what you want to do. So you want to prioritize the things in life. And then once you have that, then you want to schedule that in to your time for the day that we all have the same amount of. So if you've been neglecting your family, let's just say, and you know that you want to create some more balance within your family life, and you know you want to spend some more time with your husband, your wife, your kids, your friends, your brothers and sisters in Christ, whatever, well, then that might be a priority for you. So you might want to schedule that into your day, right? If you've neglected your fitness, if you're out of shape, overweight, you know, you're not feeling good, you've been eating like crap, and you know you can do a better job, and you know that God's been tugging on your heart to get your fitness in shape or on track in gear, right? Well, then what you want to do is start working on creating a fitness routine. Obviously, we have, I can help you with that, but what you want to do is start putting those things into your day, into your routine, and making them part of your habit, right? You're going to schedule that into your 24-hour day. So you're going to schedule, I need to work out today, right? My day is not successful if I don't work out and schedule it in and time, put the time in there. And you got to do it. I don't care what happens in the day. It's a priority. You're prioritizing it. That's how you time manage. Okay. It's very easy to say, shit, I don't feel like it. I'm not going to do it. But that's not prioritizing, right? That's what most people do. That's what separates the winners from the losers. That's what separates champions from chumps, right? Is that champions, when they schedule something, they do it. They have a regimen. They have a routine that they've prioritized and they've put into their daily schedule that they do on a regular, consistent basis, right? A consistent basis. So it becomes habitual, it becomes something that is going to produce the results they're looking for because it's something that they're doing routinely. So when it comes to fitness, you want to do the same thing, right? We want to be able to schedule our workouts, schedule our cardio training if we're working on cardio. And obviously when it comes to our eating, we want to control that. And we have all the fitness for a king, fitness for a queen stuff for fitness to help you with that. But we're talking about time management right now. And so with that, we just want to make sure that we're scheduling and putting in on our day, on our calendar, those things that are most important to us. If we're looking at our business, if we're going, man, my business is not, you know, producing the results that I want it to produce. What we need to do is take a look at all of the activities and all of the things that, you know, make up a business, right? Lead generation, obviously marketing, stuff like that. All of these things that make up your business, we need to take a look at and say, okay, what is it that I need to focus on that's going to help my business grow, help my business produce the results that I want it to? Maybe it's lead generation. So if you know you got to create more leads, well, then guess what? You need to go and focus on lead generation. And you need to schedule time in on a regular basis in your day to generate leads, right? And it's really a matter of priority. That's really what time management comes down to. And so, you know, with me, like, that's one of the things, like, I reflect on. And look, we all get off track. I get off track all the time. And I'm like, wow, I'm just wasting so much time here doing, you know, things that are probably irrelevant. And it's so easy to do that. So easy to do what Jim Rohn calls minor things instead of major things, right? And we want to take the time to evaluate our priorities and focus on scheduling those things that are of major importance, not minor importance, and put them into our schedule each day. You know, this way we are working on things that are going to produce results in our life instead of just wasting time away. That's what most people do. It's so sad that a lot of people just waste their time away, waste their life away. That's why on people's deathbed, the biggest regret that people have is not doing more with their life, not spending more time and doing things that were more important to them, right? They wasted their time away just trading their time for whatever it is that they were trading it for, instead of prioritizing those things and making, you know, making their time count the way that they want it to. All right. That's what I want you to get through. That's what I want to get through to you today, is that your time is a gift from God. It's a gift from God. And you have 24 hours in a day, and you don't know exactly how long that is going to last for, how many days you have. It doesn't matter how young you are. Obviously, the older you get, you kind of know that your time is running out. But even when you're young, we don't know. It doesn't matter if you're in your 20s. It doesn't matter where you are. You don't know. You're not guaranteed tomorrow. So start prioritizing your time management better today by putting in those things that are important to you, because we are not promised tomorrow, and we don't know. We don't have forever to do things, okay? Every time you go to a funeral, remember that. Every time somebody moves on, remember that. Remember that time is a gift, and it's something that we need to take as important, and we need to make the most of it, because it's the only form of currency that we do not, we're not able to increase, right? And so with that said, I'm going to sign off. This was a quick 5 minutes of fire for you. I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you got some value out of it. I hope that, you know, when you're done listening to this, you're going to go and you're going to think about, meditate on, pray about what's important to you. And then, you know, break it down deeper and figure out what activities, what tasks can you schedule in to improve those things that are important to you, that you want to have, you know, breakthrough results in. So with that said, I love you guys. I hope you keep listening. I hope you share this. I hope you, you know, I'm very thankful for all of the support, anything that you do for Beast Life Brand and helping us in our mission, and, you know, reaching out and building up believers in faith and helping spread the, you know, the good news and the love of Christ. So with that, I'm going to sign off. Peace out. God bless. Love you. And I'll see you on another episode of Breathing Fire.
All right, Lions Tribe. That wraps up another episode of Breathing Fire. We truly hope you enjoyed it. If so, it would mean the world to us if you'd help us kingdom build by leaving us a great review on the platform you're listening on. Subscribe or follow the podcast and share it with friends. Thank you so much. God bless. Remember to visit us online at beastlife.com. Join our free Facebook group, The Lions Tribe, and connect with us across social at Beast Life Brand. Until next time, keep breaking chains and living powerful. Peace out.